All right, folks, God bless you guys. Welcome to This Is It 4321. Before the fire, guys, I need to talk to you all about something that's very important. I need everyone to pay attention. I got a text from Dave, or Dave sent me a copy of something from the This Is It Facebook group, and I want to talk to you all about what's going on. We need to find somebody. For those of y'all who know who Richard Montbleu is, I'm going to try and have Corey or Zach email me his channel. Richard Montbleu apparently is missing. And the reason I'm finding this out is it was posted on the This Is It Facebook group. And I'm going to read you something that was posted. But I want to reach out to anyone and everyone that knows who Richard is. I don't know him personally. I called him maybe 5 years ago. Had a nice chat with him. Seems like a very nice guy. I think a couple times I may have written him comments about just maybe scriptural acuity and stuff like that. But he seems like a very sincere, very nice guy. So apparently he's been missing. And I got two checks last week in the mail, and I was very surprised and very excited to get them because it helped pay people's rent, helped pay for people's cars to get fixed, things like that. But the person I'm looking for and that I want to contact me is Jeff Peska, I believe is the name. Jeff Peska. Jeff Peska sent two envelopes. Jeff, if you're getting this, I very much would like to talk to you about the checks that you sent. I actually saved your envelope because I wanted to send you a thank you letter. So if you would please contact myself, Corey, Zach, at thejonathankleck@gmail.com. So you can freeze frame that, thejonathankleck@gmail.com. I'd like to just ask you a few questions. Apparently, Jeff, I don't know, from what I've read, you moved in with Richard Montbleu, and apparently Richard is missing. I'm receiving checks in the mail from you last week. And there were two checks, and they were rather substantial checks. So I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. I want to find out what's going on, where the checks came from. I know it was written apparently on an account that you have. And like I said, we're very grateful, and I'm very sorry if this in any way, shape, or form, you know, is embarrassing to you. But we need to resolve some things because Richard is missing. And so I'm reaching out to anyone and everyone, every YouTuber, anyone that knows where Richard Montbleu is, if you know his social media, if anyone knows him personally in California, apparently that's where Richard's at, if anyone knows where he might go, if anyone's heard from him, please contact the email, and also I have a number that we can contact to the missing person thing in California. Now I'm going to read you guys what was sent to me by Dave the Wave. If you guys will give me just one moment. So there's two messages here. And it says, I just found out that Richard Montbleu is missing. Richard is missing. Here's a post from his sister. Please share. If anyone has heard from Rich recently, please contact me or April Montbleu Piper. Okay, then on Saturday, September 16th, police searched the home that my brother Richard Allen Montbleu rents in El Dorado Hills, California, near Sacramento. Police were told by a stranger named Jeffrey Michael Peska, which that's the name on this envelope, who had taken over the house my brother lives in, and said that Richard left on foot with a suitcase on Saturday, September 9th, and now he lives there. Apparently, Jeff is saying he lives there now. This man is not on the rental contract. My brother Richard Allen Montbleu is age 52. He's 5'10" tall, about 130 pounds. It says, was once 190 pounds, so apparently he's lost a lot of weight. Hazel eyes and dark brown hair. He is undernourished and may have a scraggly beard and unkept hair. At one time, he was diagnosed with manic depression and possibly schizophrenia. So I have no idea what's going on here. He is a Christian and preaches the end of the world will happen this year, praying to people to seek Jesus to forgive their sins and be saved. He may have gone to downtown Sacramento, Maine, Massachusetts, or San Antonio, Texas. If anyone sees my brother Richard, please contact El Dorado County Sheriff's Department immediately. A missing persons report has been filed. The phone number there is 530-621-5655. Pray he is still alive. Everybody right now, pray for the well-being and the safety of Richard Montbleu, that everything's okay, that this is nothing. Richard is a father, a son, and a brother. Thank you. And then after that, there's a line. It says, "Hey, Dave, can you pass this news on to Jonathan? His family is looking for him, and the guy is living in his house. I post videos from Jonathan on his Facebook page. The guy, Jeffrey, that his family is concerned and worried about. I know Jonathan told us to check out Rich's videos when he saw Rich's work and admired it. And maybe Jonathan can mention something in one of his videos. Thanks." Okay, so I'm passing this on, but then I'm going to read something Richard's sister wrote, and I want to speak to her directly. First of all, there's absolutely nothing I would want in any way, shape, or form to happen to your brother. Richard's been just in the peripheral of my world for 5 years. Like I said, maybe I've talked to him once on the phone, and I just know of him, but like I said, I've talked to him one time. Okay, so here's Richard's sister wrote me back, and this is what she said. By the way, this is overwhelming to me, guys. This is really weird, because I got checks last week from a guy named Jeff Pesca, which I was really glad to have, you know, to help pay a lot of other people's bills and pay bills that we needed to pay. But there seems to be something very strange going on here. And it says, "Hi, Tia, I appreciate your concern for my brother. He is a good person. The friend that my brother went to school with, who I connected my brother with, is not Jeff. That is a completely different person. Jeff is an evil person who mooches off others. I have no idea why my brother felt compelled to bring Jeff into his life. He picked him up in New Jersey and allowed Jeff to live with him in California. This happened around July 25th. My brother has never been the same since, and now he is missing." This is crazy. "I am fearful that Jeff did something horrible. The police are involved now. If you hear from my brother, please let me know." Now, here's the part that I find most concerning and just overwhelming. The past 4 days, all I've been doing is working my ass off trying to prepare this place for these cats. And Dave just sent me this. So she wrote, "Jeff drugging my brother has crossed my mind. It is very possible. Neighbors say that Rich looked like he was in a trance much of the time, and I don't trust Jonathan Clack. I don't have any idea what I have to do with anything, except a few days ago, I got this letter, two of these same letters from the very person, Jeff Pesca, each letter with a check with no note in it. I say the envelope because we were going to send him a thank you letter. It says, I don't trust Jonathan Clack. As far as I know, Jeff and Jonathan hooked up together. I don't know who Jeff is. I was surprised to get the checks, especially with no letters in either one of the envelopes. Very bizarre. Everyone involved in my brother's disappearance and his missing money will go down." Oh, now, apparently, in the letter that his sister wrote back, she's talking about missing money. Well, isn't it odd that I got two checks last week from Jeff? Now, Jeff, I need you to call me if you need to call the missing persons department on the number I just left. You need to do that as well. But I need to find out about the checks that were written to me, because I want to find out, you know, where that money came from. So, okay, so that's me reaching out. Now I'm going to pause this, take something from my blistering headache because of all this, and then I'm going to show you guys a cat video. All right, and I don't want to be happy about the cat video when something so serious is going on, because apparently Richard is missing. And Jeff, you're staying in his house, but you're also sending me two substantial checks. So we need to find out what's going on. All right. All right, guys. So, yeah, this is very upsetting. I mean, very, very upsetting. Anyone that knows where Richard Montblue might be, please contact his sister through the Facebook page, or if you know anything about Jeff, or Jeff, I'm asking you to contact me at Jonathan Kleck at thejonathankleck@gmail.com. Just need to talk to you and ask you a couple of questions if you don't mind. Just very overwhelmed with this whole strange situation. So, Richard's sister, if you would like to contact us as well, please contact us through the JonathanKleck@gmail.com as well, because I'd like to talk to you as well. It's very strange stuff going on here. All right. Now, let's all pray for Richard, all right, everybody? Okay, Heavenly Father God, first of all, I pray for protection over Richard. Please bring him home safely. He's a father. I'm a father. He's a brother. He's a son. Father, please help him and take care of him and make sure he makes it home safely. Amen. Pardon me, guys. Okay, pray for resolution to all this. This is not the way I wanted to end the last 4 days of extreme work that I've been doing. That's why I haven't been on YouTube. We've been building the Catopia. So now, I think I'll just go ahead and try and play the Catopia thing that I was going to play, but then I got all this crazy news from Dave the Wave, and I was just like, what? It's very strange to get two checks in the same mail delivery on the same day for substantial amounts of money, and that's the person that's living in the house where there's a person that's missing. That's very, very concerning. Okay, now, everybody just pause the video, pray for Richard, and then let's start up and watch the cat thing. Okay. All right, let's see if this thing will play. So, these are the rescuees from the graveyard, from the two trips to the graveyard, and then the rescuee from Dave the Wave. There's two kitties also that happened later that you guys don't even know about. Anyway, the last 3 to 4 days we've been building this thing. So here you go.
There's Alpha and Omega. The kitties that ran by right there, Gale, the kitty that was in the tree. So they're from the same litter, but that's Alpha and Omega. Those were the first two, and then Gale came next. When on the headstone with Gale Warman. So Alpha and Omega, and then Gale, and then there's Peace and Grace. There's Peace. And then there's Grace right there, and here's the little Catopia. I had some leftover metal from the Night Under the Stars, which showed really well because this is a patio cover I had on my side of my house, and I just closed it in with the cutouts from the cat.
So real quick, thank you for those that sent the cat condo. Appreciate it. And there's one of them on the side.
The birds from the Night Under the Stars. And so now the kitties have a little spot without there being 8 cats in the house because there's 2 other cats waiting to come outside, or 3 other cats.
The three other cats
is Angel and Victory. And we didn't name these cats the cats. Angel and Victory were rescue cats that Zach asked if we could bring home the lady that gave them to us. She said their names are Angel and Victory. And so then we ended up with Angel and Victory, and then the two twins, Triumph. Angel and Victory. And the two twins, Alpha and Omega.
And sorry, guys.
The other two twins, Peace and Grace. Yeah, there's a lot of cats. We have eight cats now. So anyway, long story short, I just covered in this was a patio, and I just blocked in the sides.
All right, I'm going to pause it there because it's just, it's getting all glitchy. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I'm just overwhelmed because something very strange is going on. I mean, again, like I said, Jeff, I need you to call me, or I need you to contact us through the Gmail account, or the This Is It Facebook group, or the number that I left here for the missing persons. I need to get a phone number for you. I just need to ask you a couple questions. Like, we appreciate the donation. However, I need to just ask you some questions about it. That's it. Anyone and everyone that has any idea where Richard might be, use whatever resources you have to find where he might be, and if you can track him down, please. Because I have no clue at all. I have absolutely no clue. I don't keep up with Richard. I don't check out his channel. I have no clue. Anyway, so if anyone that knows what I'm talking about could please go do your due diligence and just send the emails right there. Just freeze frame that. And also, I gave you guys a number for the missing persons report. Very important stuff. All right, guys. Peace and grace.